Welcome back to Instant Anime.
Just Add Music.
I'm Jimmy.
I'm Sarah.
Thanks for joining us. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, this is the show where Sarah and I listen to a song and then make an anime for it.
Darn tootin'.
What we've done today is listen to the song Moonwalk by our boys, Astro.
It's been a while.
And we each took our own time, 5 minutes exactly, to write our ideas as if Moonwalk by Astro was the theme song for our own individual animes. So we did that before we even started recording.
And we encourage you to listen to Moonwalk by Astro. Or maybe you already did, maybe you don't, but if you want to know what we're up to,
exactly.
Highly suggest
before we've recorded, we've listened to this song. We're not going to listen to it during the episode.
No.
And so it's up to you.
If you want to.
If you want to listen to it, we hope we provide a link for ease. Maybe there's a music video. Probably not. I don't think this is a single.
Fingers crossed.
Could be, though. Those Astro boys, they're all up in the video, you know, business. They make all the videos.
They had their web series.
But either way, we're here left with our own separate ideas. Very sad. We're happy with them.
But we think. But
they could be bad.
Could we be good. Together?
They could be great if we combine them into a mega anime. Which is when we drop stuff, combine stuff from both of our ideas into one singular idea. And that becomes the title of this episode as well, because the anime we title and
at the end
the anime is titled.
You already know what it is, so
the episode title of this podcast is the anime title, so you get a little sneak peek into the process of not even a process,
it's just dramatic irony.
It's just the result.
That's true.
So you get that, and we don't know anything, but
not yet, but
we know our own ideas, and we're going to share them now on the show. Moonwalk, Astro, listen to it now, listen to it later, don't listen to it. It's how we got our vibe for this whole thing that we do. So, without further ado, I'm stealing your little Shakespearean quote there.
Totally mine, only mine.
Well, you say it in the context of the show.
I do.
I think if Shakespeare was to walk on in here, prithee.
Oh, dear.
Without further ado, I think he would exactly say it again.
Well.
Or she. We never know, right?
Isn't there a joke that it was like a pig or something?
Yeah, 100 monkeys.
100 monkeys. There you go.
Okay, my idea for Moonwalk by Astro is as follows. A group of young college kids start their journey toward learning the ins and outs of coffee production.
Oh.
They have trips all around the world to visit all types of coffee production sites to learn the whole trade. It's like a very in-depth sort of bougie, I'm thinking, you know, like...
Sure, yeah.
You know, go to not even just, you know, like Brazil or something. You're like, you go, oh, it's multiple countries, multiple companies involved. This is some high-level college shit. I don't even know.
Okay.
So, they've done that. They quickly learn, however, just how corrupt the business is when they're constantly harassed by less than savory individuals. Now, they could just give up on the trade and learn something else, but instead, with the help of their ex-military professor, they become a makeshift task force to root out any corruption in the industry that they can. So, they start small, liberating small farms and facilities from the tyrannical, corrupt gangs that control them. Then, they're able to set up a base of operations somewhere,
Somewhere.
To root out the corruption at the core. They expand their missions to larger scale espionage and then take down some local powers to like completely change the game.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next step would be rooting out the highest seated bosses who are corrupting the trade from the very top. Bum, 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 bum. Us top their ivory towers. Bum, 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 bum.
Their coffee bean towers.
Because I have learned recently, like, there's a lot of bad stuff in coffee.
Yeah.
Like, a lot.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, in this anime, they fix it.
I was going to say, this sounds real, but I'm glad at the end you're saying, this is real.
Yeah.
Yeah, loosely based on real
just some
events.
Stuff I've heard.
Yeah. Okay.
or like a lot of
bring some trades. Awareness. Yeah, there are definitely important things to look for when it comes to that, and like chocolate, and there's a lot of things.
Exactly, chocolate definitely comes to mind mm-hmm. in the same. Sort
I'm
of
sure
vein.
There are others, but those are the two in my brain yeah. that are highly linked to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and I was just hearing about some like coffee news mm-hmm. lately, and I was like, it's in my brain now, and now it's
in everyone's.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I thought it'd be cool if it was just like, we're like, oh, we're young and impressionable and we want to really, we love, like they, you know, they have the passion mm-hmm. for the trade, but they don't have any applied knowledge or whatever. But then they start learning and they learn yeah. about the corruption, and then they're able to use their smarts and college know-how and an ex-military teacher. I don't know. I threw that in because I felt like there's no, I mean, maybe there would be like, military students as well, right?
Sure.
Maybe.
Yeah.
A whole host of people. Mm-hmm. But the core being someone, a professor who
already
did something
has
before.
That like authority figure over the yeah. kids because they are the teacher, but then they also have this knowledge base.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. Cool.
I think ours are going to go real well together.
Sweet. I love it.
In fact, I'm tempted to change some words in mine just reading it outright so that it just
if you do you meshes. Do again I read mine and then I drop words I
oh you
I'm changing
tell.
Mine on the fly
you could tell
oh you can't
yeah. I'll read you mine and see if you and I have the same idea
okay
so
we'll
if
see.
I may
go ahead
alrighty a young street savvy person positively rules at the racetrack but when their success brings them too much attention their life is forever changed. They were kidnapped as a baby, and now it becomes clear that our lucky protagonist is the missing child of a very well-known horse racing family.
Oh.
Will our rough around the edges protagonist find their foothold in the newfound family, or will the strange new world prove too much for them?
Wow. There is a very similar vibe between our ideas,
mm-hmm.
and they are distinctly different.
Mm-hmm.
But there is, I want to hear what you have, because I don't have anything concrete right off the bat. But you definitely have, like, a main character that would be transplanted in mine or vice versa, you know, like.
Yeah.
I get the vibe.
Okay.
But good. If you have something more concrete, I'd love to hear.
Well, I was thinking in my quote-unquote street savvy, they're just, like, really good at gambling.
Oh, okay.
Wink, wink.
Gotcha.
So they do really well at the racetrack betting.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that could work into yours. Maybe they found out that they are part of this coffee company family.
Mm-hmm. That is corrupt?
Yes.
Gotcha.
And then they have to choose.
I do like this.
Do I, you know, lean into that? And we can remove the street smart, quote unquote, aka gambling background
right.
if we want. And then they have to choose between like, hey, this is actually hurting a lot of people and I should do something
right.
about it. Or like, whoa, I'm part of this family. That's so cool. Wait, you actually have this dark secret. So
yeah.
we could take it either way.
I think I like the idea just of sort of the street savvy gambling type.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you have that sort
of... That's what the beginning
of
the song sounded like to me. Like, the first bit.
Interesting.
I could hear somebody, like, what do they do? Is it Humphrey Bogart that, like, flips a coin at the bar in Casablanca
sure.
or something? I don't know. But I could picture someone, like, strolling down the street,
yeah.
like, hey, counting
yeah.
their winnings.
No, I like the
thing.
Idea of a sort of unsavory anti-hero that is, like... They're benefiting from this corruption,
mm-hmm.
but it's... From one step behind, right? Like, they're not behind the veil. They're just reaping the benefits from it.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as they learn about sort of how messed up it is, they, like, are able to change sides. But they still have this gambling streak, you know, like...
They have connections that would allow them perhaps in
yes.
as not the ex-military person,
yeah,
but just the, like... Oh, well, I know that when it comes to, like, seedy gambling, this is how this works.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling it's similar.
Yes.
Hence the street savvy.
Yes. No, I like that aspect, and I think I want it in my coffee town.
Okay.
If you want it in my coffee town.
Yeah, I was thinking, in terms of corrupt coffee, maybe this kid and mine starts working at like a coffee house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, wow, making a bunch of money because it's really like they sell the coffee really cheap or what. I don't know what it is. But like making a lot of money. And then maybe the owner says like, hey, you've done really well. You should take a higher position of power. And that's kind of how they get into
it. That's the in.
Yeah. So maybe not so much like actual missing kidnapped child. Although that trope, I don't know if I've seen it in anime. And I think it would be fun.
I think it's around.
Okay. It's just not something
I've watched. It's something we've done.
Yeah.
Very often, if ever. I'm not opposed.
I don't know how it works in this, though. It might make more sense if it's not a direct family thing.
So they
were... could be.
They were kidnapped away from the corrupt?
That, or there was, like, a car accident and their parents died and now their grandparent is, like, finding them. One or the other.
Gotcha. Okay. The only thing with that is how do we get them from coffee shop to sort of rooting out corruption with a group of...
Well, if we follow my
go-getters
blueprint, they could get media attention for like, look at they're the best coffee milk latte art person.
They get featured on
the internet, the news, whatever.
I understand.
And they've got those like database things where it's like, this is what this missing person would look like at age 25 or whatever it is.
And it's like, they match the photo.
Oh my gosh, it's them.
From the milk carton.
So if we want to go that route of like discovery, and it's like, actually, your family comes from coffee.
So I like this. So they're discovered by some way, maybe latte art, maybe turning a business around or something, you know, something like that to incorporate the good with money skill.
Sure.
I don't know. Something like that. And then they're not targeted, but like found by this corrupt family who's like a...
But it's like not fluffy. Apparent, right? They have a great reputation in the community. Yes.
It's the ivory tower sort of connections above the, you know, the bottom tier pushers or, you know, whatever muscle that's, you know, ruining the business.
And I will say... would really pick up, I feel like, all the morning shows if the kid was working at a coffee chain thing that was actually owned by the family.
Oh, like, 100%.
Didn't realize.
It would be like an internal memo.
Oh, my gosh. You know, our grandson or whatever, our child has been working here.
Lost
and we didn't
for
even
so
know,
many years.
But you found your way back. It must be, because I said...
Something faded or...
Yeah, like... Do they know that already? Is it like intrinsic in their being coffee? It's coffee in their veins.
I think it makes sense that it would be, right? Just like racing.
I could
was
just
in
see
yours.
All the like morning shows being like, oh my gosh, you were there the whole time.
Oh, 100%. They would pick it up and they would already be like, make the graphic. It's coffee being poured and it's, you know, like brewed from the best of them.
Yeah.
From kidnapping to blah blah, you know, like like they're like, this is the easiest
kidnapping
thing I've ever written.
Or cappuccino or I don't know if any coffee drinks start with K off the top of my head, but they have the same
cappuccino
sound.
Kidnapping
to cappuccino.
Cappuccino, aficionado, you know, just all these sort of Italians on
mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I do like it though.
Okay.
I like that specifically.
So they have a seedy-ish background.
Yes.
Perhaps they do gamble on the side, but they have a steady job.
Mm-hmm.
They work here.
Yeah.
They get discovered as, oh my gosh, you work at this company and your family owns this company magically.
Exactly.
And obviously we're raising you up the ranks. You're coming to corporate.
Yeah.
And
well, it's like the one reason that they wouldn't already like own a coffee shop or something is they have this... less than savory upbringing that has led them to these other like gambling or other outlets that are not like, I just do extracurriculars and volleyball and that's my life, you know, like.
Yeah. I like the idea that whoever is in charge of the coffee shop is like a parental figure.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it could be like a foster adoption, whatever, that kind of a thing. But at the very least, this person has helped this kid.
Yeah.
Like, establish
it's like
a more savory life.
Yeah, because it's like the coffee shop job is really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of hours, good tips, all that good stuff.
And they're talented at it.
Yes. And they have the knack for it, which gets them the notoriety.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's like, but what they were doing before, not as great.
Yeah.
It's like they had to do part-time jobs. They weren't.
It's what they had they to weren't do happy, to get by.
And they didn't have the skills like they do with the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense that they were like, well, sometimes I gamble.
Yeah.
Like a lot. And, yeah. And then, like, that's kind of how it goes.
But they maybe don't anymore. Maybe yes, they've closed yeah. that chapter.
But they still have it.
They have the knowledge base.
Yes.
Which allows them.
Maybe they have, like, cool tattoos, too.
Why not?
To, like.
Unless that's really annoying to animate, which. Leave that up to you guys.
Or you, like.
It's under the. Yeah. You have to push the sleeve up kind of a thing.
Yeah. Not, like, that many tattoos, but enough where you can, like, make it a point in
it's
the story.
It's a peekaboo situation. Yes.
And one of them is like a cool arm tattoo where it's like a cup at the top and it's pouring into something.
Ooh, badass.
Like a reflective pool. Yeah. Hell yeah. Coffee tattoos.
Coffee in my veins. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's all good. They get pulled out and promoted and then they find out all the bad things happening behind the scenes with this yeah. company that they've been involved with, but also they are technically like... family owned
yeah. but they've had this good sort of foster upbringing that mm-hmm. they're like, oh, I don't like this, and then exactly. they decide to change it, and then my anime happens.
And it could be, is it called a franchise when they're owned separately,
like somebody owns the
like the
store.
Particular one? Yeah, so maybe it's a franchise thing and
but they
so,
don't own the brand.
Yeah,
like a Subway.
So this kid's saying like Subway. There are good people that are presenting your brand, and this is what you're doing to them. Like, you're screwing them over.
Exactly.
And, but they're, like, good people. So yeah. that way, you know, nothing bad.
Yeah. Well, it's like they can't...
About their parental figure.
They're, like, they can't consolidate that this place that they worked at is owned by people who
would do
let
X,
the other
y,
stuff
Z.
Happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, it's like they're so far removed. They know
mm-hmm.
at the top. They know.
They know.
They make it happen.
But... It's not hands-on.
But exactly. It's very hands-off. They established it that way so long ago. It's like...
That's just how it is. Just
how
and
it
we
is.
Just enjoy the profits and whatever.
Like, I'm the new kid in town.
And so then they can say, hey, I'm gonna be your new supply manager or whatever and go around and fix things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they can have advisors, they could be in college, so they could do it with college class or group of friends or whatever, yeah. like you had. I feel like
there's definitely a facilitated group, and I think even the coffee store employees are involved in some way now.
It could be like coworkers rather than college friends.
Yeah. Or a mix of both. Because coffee
and college just
college,
go together.
So I feel like yeah.
Absolutely.
That's
totally a trope, and yeah. we're going to use it.
We're definitely going to use it.
Cool.
College kid works at coffee shop. Easy.
Done and done.
Easy peasy.
Done and done.
You take the shortcut when you have it,
mm-hmm.
and you know it's there.
Doesn't it taste good? Cool. I'm good with this.
It's really good.
Is there anything we've missed, you feel, or do you feel like we're moved on to the next?
I think we got
dare
it.
Dare I ask, are we at?
Well, okay, one last thing
here
we
go.
One last thing. Because now we have them at odds with these higher up people.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a resolution that isn't just like, I've seen the error of my ways and I'm fixing it? Is there like a more realistic...
For the family?
Yeah.
Probably like jail time, fines.
So
I mean,
this person now jails a majority of their family members? That they, I mean, found
yeah.
actual blood family members. But,
biological family.
But not known, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Because they don't change. Like, I feel like they just don't.
Mm-hmm. Because
they're like, oh, well, there's this whole...
You
probably,
knew about this.
There's probably like there's a couple episodes where...
There's a face-off of like, you knew about this.
Yeah.
I have proof. Like, you signed off on XYZ and they're like... It's just how it goes. It's fine.
I feel like there has to be there's the sort of run in the episodes where their notoriety increases,
mm-hmm.
they're picked up by the CEOs, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they're taken to, like, the fancy homes of these people. Yeah. Shown around, wined and dined, and, like, they live that life.
Yes.
That before is not there. Before they know because there is
supplied that way.
There is something so satisfying to me, and I'm seeing it visually here, where, like, they have these extravagant days where they have the best coffee. They're served, like, kings, queens, all that stuff. And then they go home to their studio apartment, and they're just like, that was crazy. Like, they just have to, like
that's not real unwrap life.
A day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's something satisfying to me about that.
Yeah.
Because that you could immediately empathize with.
Mm-hmm. And I really want them to give their newfound family members a chance.
Yes.
To say, I found proof that you're doing this. Like, you signed off on this.
And they're then like,
they're like, that's just how it is.
Yeah. And they're the country club.
Yeah. It's like, now's not the time. It's just go talk to, you know, they just
I've got nine holes calling my name, and they hop on a golf cart and speed off.
Yeah. And so the protagonist gives them a chance to, like, make it right, to come clean, to change things. And when the family says no, that's when they jail them. It's not just jail them.
They're there is a buildup. That's when they
turn them over.
Yes. I think that definitely is the resolution, though. I do have the scene. It's this older curmudgeonly guy, and he's at the golf course, and he puts his ear up, and he's like, you hear that? That's the holes calling.
Oh my gosh.
And it's like, what do you hear? What are you listening to? And it's like, the holes. The golf holes.
They're sure singing loud this morning.
Yeah, whistling through the hills.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts off. Horrible asshole. Hate him. Hate him already. This is some succession level shit. I haven't watched that show.
Sorry.
I've heard they're all horrible people. But it's like I've heard it's a good show, but they're all horrible people.
You gotta know that going in, I feel like.
Yeah. So.
So you heard it here first.
You heard it here, folks. Show we've never watched.
That's what we've heard. Yeah, I
think we are a title, though.
I think so. So
I just needed that.
I think we need a coffee word.
Mm-hmm.
And
a corruption word? Or like a... What do you think?
Yeah, we could do corruption. Or I was thinking, like, family?
Or the title is Corrupted Coffee. Coffee Corruption.
Coffee Corruption.
Yeah, but I think the... Yes, coffee word, corruption word.
Okay.
All right, you want to do a coffee word first or a corruption word?
I'll start with corruption.
Oh, I'll do a coffee word. 3, 2, 1, bean.
Lawless.
Lawless
beans. The lawless beans. It sounds like a cat foot.
Oh, that's cute. I imagine a Western, but all cats.
Yes.
Cool. But not cats. Like.
No, like felines.
Like feline.
Not the musical. Broadway. Yeah.
Switcheroo. 3, 2, 1, mean.
Cafe.
The mean cafe.
Welcome to the mean cafe. No,
we serve a mean cup
of joe. I thought of three really bad titles.
Okay, let's hear them.
All right.
Here, give me one, and I'll give you my other words that I thought of.
Okay. Yep. Using the two that I supplied, Cafe O'Lawless.
Oh, yes.
It's real bad.
That's something. My second pair of words was venti and vilified.
Oh, I like that. You know I'm a sucker for alliteration.
Yeah. Mean bean and venti vilified.
I couldn't decide if it should be good till the last drop or bad till the last drop.
That's too tight.
It could just be till the last drop, I suppose.
Nah.
And that's probably actually like a brand tagline situation, so we probably wouldn't want to use that.
No, I do have another word. Grind.
Oh, okay.
It's got to do with, like, climbing the ladder.
Are you ready for my last terrible, terrible one?
Yes.
Pour over justice.
Yes.
So bad.
Excellent.
I didn't know.
Filter the justice.
In thinking about this, are we upfront with the fact that the family's corrupt? Or do we want to, like, hide that in the title so that it's found out later in the series?
I feel like it has to be, it's like...
Because otherwise it's not really a surprise.
They find out the company's corrupt, and then they bring it up to the family, and the family's like, oh yeah, we know.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, well, that sucks. Are you going to fix it? And they're like, no.
Yeah.
I hear the holes calling.
They're sure a-going. But I feel like if we say, like, bad people, the title, like, it kind of ruins that surprise.
The back nine calling. I don't know, golf. Yeah. No, so, I know what you're talking about.
So maybe corruption word as was title not word, the maybe not correct the right
choice.
Yeah.
I think it got us on the right sort of track for trying to hide corruption in a word, though.
Okay.
Like mean. Like a mean cup of joe, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You could do that, and then actually the whole time, it's mean because it's corrupt.
But not to ask you your question, is mean a title word?
Could be if it has double meaning.
Meaning.
Like a mean cup of joe and mean muscle men.
I getcha.
Yeah?
Could we work off of bittersweet?
Sure. The
bitterness of the
flavor
coffee.
Of the coffee?
The sweetness of being reunited, but also like the bitterness of being reunited with a corrupt ass family.
It could be like a bittersweet family reunion.
Yeah, I'm also thinking, would it be really anime to do bitter / sweet?
That'd be very anime.
We could even do double line, bitter dash dash.
Dash dash.
Slash slash, not dash
slash
dash.
Slash slash.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Is the title just bitter / sweet?
If you're cool with it, that is what I'm suggesting.
It's pretty good. With the slashes.
It's got a double meaning.
Otherwise, the title is just bittersweet, and that's not an anime.
No, it'd be all lowercase with like a period at the end and some fancy script and not anime at all.
That's actually the name of the cafe.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yes.
Yeah, it's one and the same.
And it's in like a typewriter font.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Otherwise, I think we have the title, bitter / sweet. Who yes. are you in bitter / sweet?
Probably just a patron.
Yeah.
I would be more than happy to have heard about our talented protagonist and go and be like, can you draw?
Do the thing.
What do you ask?
The panda.
Can you paint? What do you ask them to do? Can you make? I guess.
Latte. One latte art, please.
Can you make a XYZ and just, you know, implement something?
Can you draw my dog?
Yeah. Can you make a picture of my dog?
You're holding up a dog.
Here's the dog. And then if you wanted to also be there, and you're like, wait, I wanted a dog. And then we're like, oh, meet my
meet
dog.
Cute.
This is my dog. And the dog likes you.
Lick.
Lick.
There you
pup,
go.
Pup cup.
Pup cup. Puppuccino.
Puppuccino happening.
There you go.
And that's our meet cute.
Yeah. So you go, can I get a latte art of my dog? Holds up dog.
Holds
I
up
go,
dog.
I love your dog. And you're like, sorry. In a puppuccino. And you're like, you love my dog?
And there we go.
And I go, and I'll pick up her tab. Also, give me a venti vanilla.
It's perfect.
Yeah, it's good.
We get to order and meet each other, and a doggy licks you, and all is well.
And they're like, we don't have a 20 just, milliliter? What does he want?
He's obviously in love. Just let him go.
Just give him a big-ass coffee.
Cool. So we're in it.
We're in it. And the title is Bitter / Sweet. Which way is the slash? That way?
That's not great for podcasting.
Which way is it? This way or that way? It'll be in the title. You
guys
know.
Will figure it out.
I'm just thinking out loud here.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, that's the end of this podcast. Instant anime.
Just had music.
I'm Jimmy.
I'm Sarah.
I was like, look here.
Look here.
Look
slash
here.
Slash.
Slash slash. Which way does it go? but that'll do it for this episode. We have a Twitter. And we're at the end of the episode, so I'm going to plug the Twitter.
Mm-hmm,
Sarah's
mm-hmm.
going to plug the website. So
and
I'm
going
to start
gonna
with
And then we're going to ask
Twitter.
You to rate and review.
Yes, look.
It
begins. That's you can stop playing right now, or you can listen to us talk just a little bit more.
And hit outro.
Here we go. And the little outro, if
I
you've
like
never
the
heard
outro.
It, it goes boo-boo. And the Twitter, again, last time, is...
You look. Got this. Look.
Look.
This is what it is.
It's at Instant Anime Pod, where we post GIFs teasing upcoming animes. And otherwise, we just use it to pin the tweet for the suggestion form, or you can suggest a song like Moonwalk Astro, or very unlike Moonwalk Astro.
Yeah, that's
any
also...
song you want that you want to become the next anime hit, like Bitter / Sweet. That would be how you would do it. Otherwise, we have a website.
Yes, we do. It's instantannie.may. You can check it out. It's where we host, so it has clickable links in the episode descriptions and a bunch of things in the sidebar, as well as the suggestion form Jimmy mentioned. You can also find it there. And Podcatchers and Redbubble, and I think that's just about it.
That's going to do it for this episode. Last thing, if you do want to review us on your favorite podcatcher, that is the best way for us to... reach more people and show them our animes and to get more suggestions, which is where I was just trying to build that up so we can knock it all down.
Yep.
Like a Jenga of musical suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to do it once again. This is Instant Anime.
Just Add Music.
I'm Jimmy.
I'm Sarah.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.